September is National Recovery Month, promoting awareness and programs to improve life for those with substance addiction. Joining me today is Deborah Moore and Kevin Poole to share their stories and information about help for addiction. September is Recovery Month. What are you actually recovering from? Kevin Poole is a substance abuse counselor. How do you help someone realize they have a problem?
Well, for me, I actually have a huge passion for people that have addiction. I am in recovery myself, going on 5 years. Addiction runs in my family as well. So for me, it's easy for me to connect with people that have addictions. And the way I help them is to try to help them to understand that there is hope and that there is a way out. It's not easy, and it takes a lot of effort.
Now, we're going to kind of lump alcoholism and drug addiction together because the impact is pretty similar for both of those. Although a lot of people have drug addictions to prescription drugs, and they say it's okay because the doctor gives it to me, when in fact they may be abusing those prescriptions. And you may have the predilection, as you said, runs in the family.
Mm-hmm.
But most people have to hit a bottom. They have to have severe consequences for the use of their drug of choice before they will seek help for it. How do people approach you? Where do you work?
I work with Health Connect America in downtown Chattanooga. A lot of our clients are referrals from other agencies. We help mainly children, but we also have an adult IOP group as well. But we do intensive in-home services as well as case management and intensive outpatient for both adolescents and adults.
Deborah Moore, your involvement in the recovery process was not necessarily for your problems, but problems in your family.
Correct.
You worked for Bradford Health System. How did you get to that point where you wanted to work with addiction and people in recovery?
My daughter was getting ready to graduate from high school. This was back in 2006. She started dabbling in drugs and alcohol, and it progressed into a serious situation. And I was working at the courts at that time, and I had asked someone that I was working with, you know, where can I take my daughter? And they advised me to take her to Bradford. So I took her to Bradford. And they suggested, after doing a consult with her, that she should go inpatient. So I went home, we packed her bags, and I drove her to Madison, Alabama, where the inpatient facility is. The weirdest thing happened. When we pulled up in the parking lot, there was an ambulance out front, and they were loading up a girl in the back. And my daughter is weeping and begging me not to take her in, and I'm trying to keep my composure for her, and I'm dying inside. But I managed to get her in there, and I left her there for 3 weeks. I cried all the way home. That was the hardest thing I ever had to do in my life, because nobody wants to admit that their child has a problem. It was just the weirdest thought I ever had. I can't believe that my daughter, and I think a lot of parents think that too, you know, my child, you know, I can't believe my child is in rehab. I just never would have fathomed something like that. But I got involved in the family program, and it really opened my eyes as to how the addict thinks, and it opened my eyes to how drugs work in the body, how it changes the brain chemistry, how it changes who they are. And it's almost like the addict has been possessed or something. They're not the same person that they were. And so I learned all of these tools that I needed to do when she got back home. That was an amazing, amazing gift that I received from her going inpatient. And I'm not going to lie, a lot of people that go to rehab and come back, a lot will relapse. But the family involvement is so important because they need to use those tools that they got from the treatment facility to be able to know how to control that addicted patient that relapsed. Because You know, if you have to kick them out of the house, you have to hold them accountable for their actions. Because I had to kick her out of the house a couple of times. But eventually, it came around, and she ended up clean. Praise the Lord, now she has a baby now, and she's the best mommy in the world. That was the best gift that I could ever have gotten, is her being back to the person that she used to be. I just want everybody to know that, you know, addiction doesn't matter if you're black or white or Chinese. It doesn't matter if you're male or female. It doesn't matter if you're rich or poor. It can hit anybody at any time. Take the blinders off. Look for changes in behavior, mood swings, all of that. Don't be afraid to search their cars. Don't be afraid to look in their room. You know, you need to pay attention.
Kevin, a lot of organizations rely on 12-step programs, Alcoholics Anonymous, Narcotics Anonymous, and addiction is not necessarily just for one thing. As someone with an addictive personality tends to exhibit those behaviors in other aspects of their life. You predominantly work with youth?
Yes, ma'am. I actually facilitate the intensive outpatient drug and alcohol group for adolescents, but I also do help out with the adult group at times. I just finished an internship at Focus Healthcare of Tennessee, a counseling internship, which is adults 18 and older. I also work there as a tech and in admissions as well. So I've had a pretty well-rounded experience with adults and children or adolescents.
12-step programs are typically for adults. Do you find good 12-step groups for adolescents and teens?
Within the Chattanooga area, I would say that NA and AA is very well tight-knit. When you go to an AA or NA group around here, it doesn't matter where you go. You can go to the one right across the street here at the church, or you can go to the one at Focus Healthcare. Same people are always going to be at every different place. You can hop around and you're going to see some of the same faces. So everybody's really close, really open to accepting other addicts. I have found that even younger adolescents are very well accepted within that community.
In the genre of recovery, or at least rehab, you often think of adults. Just like you said, Deborah, it can't be my kid. It's got to be a lot harder to identify addiction in a child as opposed to just testing the waters. What are some of the signs, Kevin, that you've learned that identify that difference in maybe just trying something out and someone who has a serious addiction, unable to stop on their own?
Well, I think every kid kind of starts out testing the waters through, you know, just curiosity, wanting to experience it, or through peer pressure. And that curiosity or peer pressure almost always leads to addiction. Some of the signs and symptoms would be decrease in grades, truancy, just not doing what their mom and dad tell them to do, maybe run away. It's just something that the family has to be very aware of. And I think it's something that Deborah pointed out, is it's very important for the family to be involved within the recovery process, because the family is involved within that whole family systems. If the family doesn't get help, then the child doesn't have the best opportunity to get better themselves.
Another thing that is very important for people that have addiction problems that are getting into recovery is an organization that is Al-Anon, and that is for the families that do not have addictions themselves but are trying to live with and cope with a loved one that is struggling with their own recovery. And Al-Anon is not necessarily just for alcoholics. It's for drug addiction as well, or the families of those involved with drug addictions. Do your respective organizations have an Al-Anon component?
We always involve the families within the recovery process, because like I said before, it's probably one of the most important aspects of that person's recovery. I know that every agency I've worked at that works with addictions, there's always a family component to that recovery process.
I think the toughest thing and the most important thing is that the person who has an addiction issue realizes that and accepts that. That's the very first step. For more information on addiction and local services, follow the links from the Around and About blog at WUTC.org. For those in recovery, celebrate during National Recovery Month. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.